Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Jack McClam, police and military incident in the world order, coming up in about 5 minutes. More on the port deals, more on staged arrest of supposed terrorists, an attack piece on myself and others in a major newspaper. I might have time to comment on a lot in this third hour. It's always jam-packed. Right now, Mark in Texas, I cut him short in the last segment, and we'll go to Paul in a second. He was saying he can't compete against all the illegal aliens, so he just went on welfare. Well, if you want to compete with against the illegal aliens, you work and you're on welfare, sir.
I do work. I am.
Oh, good. So you are doing it. You know, I mean, yeah. I mean, listen, I don't think welfare is a good thing for most people, but frankly, it's all fiat to begin with. The globalists have designed it to be a debt that none of us can get out of. It's all a big fraud.
Right. So you better batten down the hatches. You better be prepared. You're going to have to be fast on your feet to have any dream of freedom anymore. So, you know, I want to respond to you, though, Alex, because, you know, I think you're on our side. And I keep hoping we'll have a united front and focus specifically on 911 because that can be proven. So, you know, what I've done is I qualified for Social Security. I got it. You know, so now I let the government pay for my marijuana bill. I can sit at home and smoke dope all day on government money. So that's what I think about the government and their drug laws and their drug war. So that's how I'm dealing with it.
All right. Thanks for the call. I mean, you know. It's designed to get you dependent to destroy families and infrastructure, sir. That's not going to go on forever. We're, you know, they fattened the hog up. We're down to the slaughtering time now. As for a united front on 9/11, I'm the first person to talk about 9/11. That's a fact. I'm the person that took all the heat. I talk about it every week. And then now there's all these Johnny-come-latelys, which I think is great, until they then set themselves up and say, I'm the grand poobah. That's irritating. But we do cover 9/11, sir. 9/11 is a key foundational event. But as Bob Woodward said a few days ago on the San Antonio Express News, one more big terror attack, and it's martial law, baby. And that next one's going to be a lot bigger. Paul in New Jersey. Go ahead, Paul.
Alex, I wanted to point out that a lot of conservatives love to reinvent history, make it sound as though Ronald Reagan was a conservative.
No, I understand that. I mean, I have this guy on because he's friends with Ron Paul and Paul Craig Roberts, but he's nothing compared to them. He hasn't gone off the deep end yet with the rest of us.
Yeah, if you just look up the statistics of the national debt, you'll find that when Reagan came into office, it was about $1 trillion. When he left office, it was $3 trillion. So under his presidency and during his
well, what
term,
happened is there was Reaganomics. Let me stop you. Only for 1 year, Reagan got shot, and Bush Senior really became president, and then they jacked up the spending with the tax cuts.
Right.
So their argument is it was never implemented.
Yeah, but I would argue that a lot of the Republicans and conservatives of today, they make it sound like it was the Reagan miracle that he turned around.
Well, I'll tell you the Kennedy miracle. He cut taxes by 50%. And the Treasury receipts doubled. People go, well, how does that work? When you let people keep more of their money, they make so much more money that then they pay even more taxes. So, this is how the alchemy works. Cut taxes by half, double your receipts. But they don't want to do that. It's about control.
Yeah, well, what they do now, though, is borrow the money and then basically spend a lot of it on military expenditures and the
because that's what the bankers want. The bankers want to get real assets. They want to bankrupt us.
Exactly, but still, and that's why when I hear the conservatives talk about Reagan as responsible, I say no. Any person, and this goes for your private life, if you borrow so much money and get yourself in debt, I don't find that conservative or
the point is, Bruce Bartlett and Paul Craig Roberts literally wrote the book. I mean, Bartlett wrote the book Reaganomics. These are the fathers of it. They're saying Bush is a turkey. That's why we have them on. It's showing even the very foundation of this so-called modern conservatism, which I agree is globalism, this is another form of it, is saying, no, Bush is so out of control.
Yeah, and what they are, tax and borrow Republicans. That's what they are.
Oh, you're absolutely... Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, Bush raised a bunch of other taxes with unfunded mandates of the state. It's smoke and mirrors.
Exactly. All right, Alex, thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you holding, Paul. Excellent points. We'll talk to a great friend of mine, a great American, Jack McClam, when we get back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns on the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the first hour, I talked about the case we're about to discuss, and it's a microcosm of what we're facing as a society. Judicial tyranny, Bush declaring he's a dictator, they can torture people's children in front of them, you know, all of this loving conservatism. But I pulled out some old articles here. Lyon County jury says not guilty for man who gave out videotapes talking about the New World Order. And it's just unbelievable that right around the same time there was that Tennessee case where a well-known, wealthy man in the town just put up a sign saying our judicial system's a joke. A local judge said, that's insulting to me. Go arrest him. You know, it's contempt to have free speech. So all of this is going on, and we posted some of these articles back up on InfoWars.com today so you can go read them. And for those that don't know, we're going to explain what jury nullification is. We're going to explain how we don't just have the ballot box, the grand jury box, the cartridge box. We have the jury box where you judge the facts as well as the law as well as the facts. It's simple. I heard Jack yesterday on the radio on Derek Brownfield's show, and he's doing a great job, you know, documenting all this that he's been doing for now 24 years with the police and military against the New World Order. We have a link to his website on InfoWars.com as well. And it is just classical tyranny. And in a case where, say, black slaves were escaping, and then they'd go to an area and they were about to, you know, execute them for escaping, and the juries would say, no, not guilty. They're human beings. They're allowed to escape. You know, it's simple. If the government announces that we all have to turn our guns in tomorrow, that law is a violation. So if you're on a jury where they're trying to send some, say, some doctor to jail because he owned a gun in a town where they say you can't own guns, the jury finds him not guilty. It is a check. It is a escape hatch. It is an emergency fire extinguisher for tyranny. And now they've turned juries and grand juries into rubber stamps. And Jack McClam's secretary, assistant, wonderful lady I've talked to many times, total sweetheart, fights the New World Order, works so hard at his Aid and Abet newsletter there in the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho. She's facing serious jail time. And remember, Kelly Rushing, it was in the newspapers, in the local Lyon County News. Upstanding family, no criminal record, Baptist church, whole nine yards. He gave one videotape with a Ron Paul speech and then my film Road to Tyranny on the other end of it. And I talked to the judge, and they tried to put him in jail on two counts, a year and a half apiece, of harassment, terroristic threats. The state police officer, who Kelly politely gave it to, watched it and said it was anti-police, so he should go to jail. And I talked to the judge. They called a jury in. They tried to send him to prison. And the jury found Kelly Rushing not guilty. And Kelly was such a sweet person. Kelly Rushing, this good man, he went to the state trooper and he said, I'm sorry about all this trouble. Talk about turning the other cheek. It was the cop that had assaulted him and tried to put him in jail wrongfully. You talk about being cursed, folks. You bear false witness like that. Boy, I tell you, God comes after people like that. I'm telling you, I've seen it. And the cop just said, you know, basically get away from me, and was rude to him. Then Kelly started getting harassed by the police. What is the mental malfunction? There are so many of these cases, but that's a listener this happened with. The case in Tennessee where the guy just puts a sign up saying, our court system's a joke, and so the judge says, seize that man when he wasn't even in his court with the case before the court. Jack McClam, God bless you for the trials and tribulations you've gone through. Your wife is now hopefully beating breast cancer. That's been a five-month nightmare for you. You're now back there in Kamei, and a whole new crisis comes. And I heard you say yesterday on the air that if God wants you to be in jail, and I stand with you on that, brother, if that's where God wants to put us to minister there and to fight the New World Order, so be it. And if we had more people like you, this country wouldn't be going to hell in a handbasket.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. You know, many of us up here have listened to your program for months and months and months through our micro broadcaster up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. And, brother, there's not many people around doing more than you're doing at reaching and awakening our brothers and sisters in America here. And so we thank you for everything you're doing. But this is so serious, Alex, about the jury box being taken away from the American people. And as a retired cop and a soldier from the Vietnam War, I can tell you, I am very, very worried, and many soldiers and police officers are very worried that as the voting box is stolen away from the American people, and now the jury box is taken away from the American people, like this case shows so well, that all is left is the cartridge box, and none of us want to have to go to those extremes in this nation. We've done it before. During the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, where we killed our brothers and sisters, none of us want to see that again, brother. But that's why this case is so serious, because in truly, when Carol Asher, my volunteer secretary for 15 years now, went in as a civic duty to serve on the jury, of course, her knowing the Constitution inside and out, knowing about the true lawful act of jury nullification, which is lawful in this country, but the tyrannical leaders are trying to keep the people informed that they have a right to nullify bad law. She now shows us that when we go in for jury selection, we better be read our rights, and we better have a court-appointed attorney each juror when they go into jury deliberation, because it was in jury deliberation that she stood up and spoke out for a young Indian boy who it looked like the government was trying to railroad into prison for crimes that they did not prove against him, had no evidence against this young Indian boy, and she stood up for him and got rather vocal because the government jury foreman, it seemed like, attacked her quite vociferously, and she answered and said things like, well, you know, I answer to a higher authority than the judge. I answer to God and other things.
And there's
things.
Supposed to be these debates in the jury room.
Yes, yes.
It's supposed
and they're
to be
not
secret.
Supposed to, they're not supposed to be anything but free expression.
There's
in
supposed
there.
To be debates in there, but no, she's going to jail if they have their way because she dare talk.
14 years they're trying to give this young lady. She's 67 years old now, retired school teacher, and was a nun for many, many years, Catholic nun. Honest as the day is long. She went in for her civic duty, and now, you know, when murderers, Alex, are walking around after serving just 7 years on our streets to murder again, and child molesters and rapists are 3 to 5 years and out to rape again, they're trying to put this lady in for 14 years, and that'll be 81 years old before she gets out.
Jack, do you have a news article out on this yet? Because if you do, I want to link to it. If not, I want to get with you and write an article.
Yeah, we have several been put out. One was put out by FIJA. They're trying to help on the case, and the lawyer put out a news release. Carol's lawyer put out a news release, and you know why is it, Alex? They attack people that have very little funds. You know, Carol's on Social Security.
Well, let's explain what they did to her. I mean, let's break it down. She's
well,
in there.
Here's what they did. She went in for jury selection, and the judge gave the standard lie to the people that they had to accept the law as he gives it. And, of course, we got Supreme Court case after Supreme Court case that says that that's a lie to the jury. And also stated that she had to, that everybody had to raise their hand and swear an oath, you know, that they would render a fair and impartial verdict based solely on the evidence presented in the courtroom and the law as instructed by the judge. And that they didn't have a religious or moral position that would make it difficult for them to sit and render a good verdict as a juror. And she had no problem swearing to that because she didn't know that they would be as corrupt as they were and be as bad as they were, the prosecutor and the judge in the case. She didn't even know what the case was about.
And so the jury foreman, the little government minion, said she was debating. She was talking about actually being a juror, so they're charging her with perjury.
They're saying she came in for jury selection, Alex, knowing that she was going to lie to the judge. And because she knew about jury nullification and the true law where the citizen is supposed to be the king
and queen.
And
there's hundreds of federal and state rulings on that.
Hundreds of them. And I've got many of them right here before me. You know, and we do know that in 1895, the Supreme Court, under pressure from the large corporations in America, finally ruled in a bitter split decision that courts no longer, meaning judges, no longer had to inform juries that they could veto unjust laws. Now, understand what the Supreme Court said. They didn't say it was illegal for jurors to veto unjust laws. They said that the judges no longer had to inform the jurors, that they could lawfully veto unjust laws. And so it's a con game. It's a fraud perpetrated by the judges today.
Well, what law is he going to claim then when they pull a jury in to try to send her to jail for 14 years?
Well, they go on, I'm sure they'll pull out cases, you know, case law, and try to show where, that it's been long held since 1895, you know, that the Supreme Court made these decisions and everything, and tried to, I'm sure that the judge in this case will probably get the prosecutor and the defense attorney in saying if anybody mentions jury nullification, you're going to go to jail for perjury, so you can't use that as a defense.
Well, this
now,
is unparalleled. When we get back, I want to go through the chain of events here. You know, I mean, what happened, what she said. She wouldn't do what the judge said. I mean, why even have a jury if it's supposed to be a rubber stamp? If you don't say this person's guilty because I say they violated the law, I mean, why even have a jury?
Well, everything Carol said, and she's not supposed to be speaking about this, according to her attorney, but I happen to know everything she said in the jury room was absolutely true. But, of course, the judge, the despotic judge that's been chosen for this case, I'm sure won't allow her to put on her defense.
Well, Jack,
because
I want to talk about...
they want to put her in prison, and they want to chill all jurors from now on that you got to lick the boots of the judge, or you'll go to prison for 14 years.
Well, when you come back, you want to talk about the judge that did this to begin with?
Okay, that'd be fine.
Now, let's talk about this this rodent. Rats, actually, separate purpose. I shouldn't talk bad about rats. I apologize.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Alex Jones here back live. Jack Clams, our guest here on the Genesis Network. Jack, I mean, I know there's a lot of different areas you want to get into, and I want to go through what juries are really supposed to be, how they're supposed to operate. Well, I carried them years ago. We're about to start carrying the citizen rule books again and putting them in free with every video or book order that we get. And this is the historical fact. I mean, that's why we have juries. The Magna Carta 1215, I want to go back over all of that, but right now, so she's in there, they're in the deliberation, and she's saying this is railroading, and they just say, well, you said you'd follow the judge's orders to convict. He says he violated the law, sees her. I mean, what happened?
Well, it wasn't, she didn't know. That was July that this case went down, and she had no idea.
I understand. How did it transpire? Yeah.
Yeah, she had no idea that they were building a case against her until about a month and a half ago, when the prosecutor called her and tried to get her confess over the phone, but she was smart enough to know he was recording it, so she told him goodbye. But what happened is they had a young Indian boy, and I agree, and Carol was smart enough to know that in America they're passing unconstitutional laws because it's good for society as a whole. And one of those laws that they passed was that when you're arrested out of your vehicle, like this young Indian boy was, for some kind of a traffic ticket warrant or something, he was in a company vehicle, and the company vehicle was shared by everybody in the company. And when they arrested him out of it for a traffic violation warrant, he had locked the vehicle, put the keys in his hand, got out of the vehicle to talk to the officers. And they snatched the keys out of his hand and went and opened the vehicle and did a inventory search, they call it. Well, this is totally against the Fourth Amendment, but it's upheld as law by all the judges.
Yeah, they say we're just inventorying it to make sure nothing's stolen, but really,
yeah,
it's a Fourth Amendment violation.
Yeah, and they're looking for evidence against you. And they found a little bit of crack cocaine or something. I guess it was a crystal meth in some kind of a little tiny container in the vehicle. And they didn't even fingerprint it, and they tried to say this young boy, it was his, a little Indian boy.
Regardless, they violated the Constitution. Better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent go to jail, so the whole thing's thrown out right there.
Well, no, because the judge, when Carol put this question to the judge from the jury box when she was on the jury, she asked him, Your Honor, this is unconstitutional. They snatch the keys out of this kid's hand, and they go search the vehicle in an inventory search. It's against the Fourth Amendment. And the judge says, no, we met in secret chambers, the prosecutor, the defense attorney, and me, and I decided it was a good search, so you can't even consider that. Well, Carol had a problem with that because she knows the Constitution.
She's supposed to judge the law and the facts.
Yeah, the Article 6 of the Constitution says that the Supremacy Clause, the Constitution rules, not some law where they say that, oh, well.
Judge swore an oath to that Constitution.
Well, yeah, but that's old and antiquated, brother. They don't go by the Constitution anymore.
I understand.
But anyway, the same thing with our two police and military associations, Alex, about we fought for something like 8 years the unconstitutionality of the traffic stop to search for beer and cocaine or whatever, just rampant searches all across Arizona, and our police and military association fought that because we knew that it was, you know, they're saying, well, it's for a very good reason.
Well, now they say, let us search your house without a warrant. It's for a very good reason with knock and talk. Jack, to boil it down, what ended up happening? She said not guilty and they didn't like that?
Well, that wasn't the only thing, because the jury foreman started attacking her when she says, I still have trouble with that search. And the jury foreman jumped up and says, you can't even discuss that. The judge already decided that was constitutional, and she says, well, I answer to a higher authority than the judge. And then they got into other debates where Carol started telling them.
So what ended up happening with the court? I mean, what was the ruling?
Well, the ruling was that the boy was found not guilty, because Carol helped convince three others in there. Four of them stood up.
But that's what jurors are supposed to. They're supposed to debate everything.
I know it. Well, you can't do that today, brother. They should at least read your rights when you go into a jury nowadays, if they're going to prosecute you for what you say in a secret jury room where nothing's supposed to leave that jury room.
Jack, tell us exactly what court, the name of the judge, where this all happened.
This is Judge John Bradbury. And surprisingly, Alex, we all interviewed him here at our 11 Christian communities, Christian constitutional communities, And he told us he was a Christian man and supported and defended the Constitution of the United States, so we all voted him into office. And he's the one doing this to Carol. Actually, Alex, he turned it over to the state, and the governor now is coming after her.
No, yeah, I got to get this old retired nun school teacher, 60-something years old, man. She is evil. Got to put her in jail for 14 years. That's freedom. That's America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Kept saying wrongfully that it was like 2.5 years ago that it was Tennessee with the fellow that put the sign up saying our court system's a joke. And the judge said, I don't like that. Go arrest him. Wasn't even in the guy's court. That was Alabama. Excuse me. We posted that AP article, TV article, up on Infowars.com. At least I gave it to my webmaster, too. It should be going up there, but it's already up there. So this is the type of stuff we're talking about. This is the insanity of judicial tyranny. Jack McClam, all the time, you and I see reports, we cover them, where federal, state judges, local judges, they call people in, they go, answer my questions. And the judge tells them to talk now, and they refuse, and they put them in jail sometimes for years for contempt. How do you put somebody in jail for contempt for not violating your own Fifth Amendment? I mean, across the board, they're going nuts. They think they're God.
Well, that's the big problem, Alex, that they're no longer going by the Constitution. They're going by case law and international law, too. I heard one of the chief justices talking, or one of the justices of the Supreme Court talking the other day about All the Supreme Court justices now are going by international law and not by our constitutional system anymore.
There was a USA Today article a few years ago that had two of the justices, Ginsburg and another, saying we follow UN laws.
Yes.
I mean,
right.
So they can just pick and choose whatever they want. I hope people realize that in the UN Charter, you've got all these rights until Article 30 and 31, and then it says you don't have any rights if they say so. So it's also...
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely a lie, because we've read that here at our two police and military associations about the UN rights and all, and they're really privileges, and after every time they list a right, they say... unless according to law we decide you can't have it.
But anyway,
you remember Jerry Spence, the great attorney, liberal attorney that Colonel Bo and I got to take the Weaver family's case after we got him out of the standoff up Ruby Ridge? Well, he said, and he's a pretty honest guy. He said people have not discovered that they've been disenfranchised. Even lawyers can't stand to even admit it. He says, in any nation in which people's rights have been subjugated to the rights of the few in power, in any totalitarian nation, the first institution to be dismantled is the jury. I was afraid, I am afraid, he said. And that was a quote from Jerry Spence, a very liberal attorney. A good man, though, because he believes in truth and justice. But John Adams, remember, brother, he said, it's not only the right of the juror, but his duty to find the verdict according to his own best understanding, judgment, and conscience, though in direct opposition, perhaps, to the direction of the judge. That's in the Yale Law Journal, 1964. And yet, Carroll's being prosecuted for that very thing and could do 14 years in jail.
All because they violated his Fourth Amendment with a warrantless search.
Well, yeah, and also they had absolutely no evidence that they presented to the jury that this kid was guilty. And so she couldn't find him guilty. Interesting enough, even without any evidence, eight of the four decided to go along with the government railroading this young boy into jail. Praise God for Carroll and the other three, or this young Indian boy would be putting in 1 to 5 years in prison as we speak.
Now, Jack, I want to lay out a few questions here before we run out of time, and I want to be able to take a few calls before you leave us here in about 24 minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Give us, again, for those that miss it, the full name of Carroll, the full name of this judge, who we can call, how we can support, what we can do.
Okay. Miss Carroll Asher, A-S-H-E-R, and... like I say, she's one of the honest, most honest persons you'll ever meet in your life. We've known her for over 15 years. Just absolutely amazing.
I've been talking to her over the phone for a decade.
She's wonderful, wonderful American. Loves God, loves freedom like most anybody in the nation. But the governor who's doing this is Governor Kempthorne, K-E-M-P-T-H-O-R-N-E, Kempthorne, Dirk Kempthorne's his name. He's a globalist, so this is what you'd expect out of him. Of course, all 50 governors are globalists. But anyway, he can be reached at his email at gov.idaho.gov/. That once again is gov.idaho.gov/, or at his phone number, 208 area code 334-2100.
Let me just say this, Jack. The best way to do it is just type into a search engine, Google or Yahoo, whatever you use, just type in Governor's Office of Idaho, and then the first link, if you type in Governor's Office of Idaho or Governor of Idaho website, it'll come up with an exact link to his page. Then you can see the contact info there. But give that number out again. Is this the governor's office?
Yeah, this is the governor's office, and he's the one that could stop this thing, because his attorney general, this Judge Bradbury, John Bradbury, the prosecutor and him turned it over to the state to prosecute this case, because I guess they didn't want to stick their heads up in this tyrannical, despotic move that they're moving against Carroll. But anyway, the number once again is 208 for the governor's office, 2100. Once again, 208-334-2100. And then the...
And when you call them, just say, listen, we know what you're doing with Carroll Asher and Cami I. there in Kamiak County, Idaho. This is outrageous. And maybe we should mail the governor hundreds of copies of the citizen rule books so they can all read the U.S. court rulings and the Constitution and the Founding Fathers. I mean, I want to digress for a second here, Jack, and then I want to get into the history of the Magna Carta and common law and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, all of what America is. Because I know it, you know it, they're counting on us not to know it, but you know, Kelly Rushing, that was in the newspaper 2.5 years ago. One of my listeners gives a Ron Paul video in one of my films on the same video to state policeman. Cop says thank you, watches it, decides it's threatening, arrests Kelly Rushing, prominent member of the community, and it was in the newspaper. It said for giving a video, he's facing 3 years in jail, year and a half each count of terroristic threats and harassment for each video. And I called the judge, and he said, yeah, we're doing this. And then they took a jury in, tried to put him in jail. How did that judge and those state cops, how did they sit there and in Lyon County, Kentucky, and get off on trying to destroy a man's life, a family man's life, who just tried to say, hey, this is an important video for you, officer? I mean, how do they sleep at night trying to send good people to prison?
Well, brother, they're operating under the philosophy that all of our governments, local, state, and federal, are operating under. The end justifies the means. And so the law means nothing to them. The law is to justify the means of putting somebody that they call anti-government, or somebody that's an extremist that they call, or now they're calling us domestic terrorists, you know. And to put you away, any means justifies, you know, any means is justified under this new political
but
system.
But, Jack McClain, you've been around the block.
The means.
You've been around the block. I've lived a little bit. In my experience, I'm afraid to do something wrong to somebody because I know it always comes back multifold. You do reap what you sow. I'm not a Hindu. I don't agree with their philosophy, but I do agree with, the term karma. What comes around goes around. How do these people think they can just operate in a vacuum and just feel good sending innocent people to prison?
Well, they just follow their leaders, brother. And indeed, the most corrupt people on the face of the earth is the leadership of America, and they only promote in the states too. The most corrupt people in the government is the governors, and they promote from inside and promote you up as long as you've proven through many years that you're willing to shoot your mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'd fall.
Here's an example. The FBI agents that blocked stopping 9/11, they got giant bonuses and moved up. Those that tried to stop it were fired or incriminated against or had pay cuts. Here's another example. Down in Houston, the Army recruiter head who would call kids up, and this is on tape, and say, I'm going to arrest you if you don't come sign up for the Army. Guess what? They promoted him.
That's
promoted
what they
him,
do, brother. That's what they do. You know, about 10 years ago, because so many officers were complaining about the judges manipulating secretly the psychologically the jurors, that we wrote a whole police military publication on how the judges manipulate the juries, and it was called U.S. Judges Manipulate Juries, and it was from police officers. The 13 to 16 ways in which they've seen judges secretly work as a conspirator with the prosecutor to manipulate the minds of the jurors. There's about 16 techniques they use, and we put them all in a newsletter to show how if a juror goes in, he should read this thing so that when the judge starts this with the prosecutor, they'll recognize and vote to acquit the person if they start railroading a person to prison by manipulating
Jack,
the jurors.
We're getting to the point where we have to have patriots run secretly for office claiming to be globalists. We're
That's
getting
right.
to the point where we have to do what they did. They were sneaky about taking over. Now they've taken over. And I think now the jurors have got to just be covert about all this when they go in to follow the Constitution and defend America.
They better keep their mouth shut because they're not told that what they can, they're not Mirandized when you go on a jury, and they should be today if you're going to be prosecuted for what you say, and be told that be very careful because we'll prosecute you on what you say in the jury room. Well, praise God, they've lost all these cases so far, but brother, if they can win this case, my goodness,
that's
it'll
right.
just
they
about
had...
topple the jury system in America. Only people that will go on a jury are the ones that are going to kowtow everything to the government and nothing to the people.
Well, I mean, this is, and you're right. They've tried this quite a few times lately around the country. They've been failing. This is an important test. That's why the governor's office is head honchoing this.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt this is also a double entendre for him, an extra goodie that she's the backbone of your organization.
Yes, and I think that has a lot to do with it because she is such an important part of the volunteer system we have here. Of police and soldiers, and she's been with us forever, and everybody knows her, and she's a standard in the community, you know, for honesty and morality. And if they can put her in prison, they will chill every prospective juror going in to serve on a jury. And I would like to ask, too, Alex, if we could give out a number to help her pay for her attorney. It's too bad, you know, in America we
have lawyer good?
Thousands and thousands of attorneys that work to destroy the Constitution under organizations like the ACLU.
Is her lawyer good, Jack?
Her lawyer's good, yes. He's a good man, a good Christian man. We know him personally. But he's getting help from FIJA and an attorney
okay, give
working
us,
for FIJA.
Give us the number.
Yeah, it's 208, area code. Can I give the address where they could send a small donation, Alex?
Sure.
Okay. It would be Carol Asher Defense Fund, HC11, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536.
Or they can just go to your website that we have a link to on InfoWars.com,
right.
And it's
yeah.
It's right there. That's the best way.
That's the best way.
And we got loaded phone lines, and we've only got about 10 minutes left here of live broadcast time. Briefly, can you, in a nutshell, go over how the jury system works from Mount Sinai to 1215 to common law and the Declaration of Independence? I mean, this is the foundation. They went and took the king and said, we're going to cut your head off.
That's
if
right.
You don't stop
yeah.
having puppet courts, we're going to have citizens on juries and grand juries. I mean, our forefathers 800 years ago fought for this.
Yes. Well, brother, my goodness, that's something. But the people should just know that even the Supreme Court justices, the very first Supreme Court justice, John Jay, first Supreme Court justice, Samuel Chase, the Supreme Court justice, Oliver Wendell Holmes, Supreme Court justice, Harlan Stone, the 12th Supreme Court justice, have all said that the jurors can act independent and are independent of the judge, and they can decide the law and the fact, and they should, that that's their duty. The jury hasn't. And in a very important case, U.S. versus Dotary, we have one of the best explanations for the jury's rights and powers. It says the jury has an unreviewable and unreversible power to acquit in disregard of the instructions of the law given by the trial judge. And it goes on and on and on. So U.S. versus Dotary, if they want to see what the jury powers and duties, the jury's powers and duties are, read this case because they lay it all out for you. It was intended in America. The founding fathers set our system up to where the jurors would be the power in the courtroom, not this guy or gal in the black dress.
It's an emergency check and balance against the tyranny.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's just that simple. And this is shameful that this is happening. Let's take some calls. Now, I know you gave me the callers earlier, but I lost that call list. Who's up first? Tim in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Alex and Jack. Thanks for taking my call. I've been waiting for a while. Jack, I know, are you familiar with peoples-rights.com?
I'm not sure.
Just tell us about it, sir. Go ahead.
So. Okay. There's a document that I have used on a police officer. It's called Notice of Acceptance of Constitutions and of Oath of Office. This document I received from People's Rights Association, and I used it on a police officer, constable on patrol.
Yeah, some of that stuff works some of the time, but now the government's gone so criminal, they just ignore everything.
Wait, this worked. The officer got back in his car and left.
No, I understand, sir, but what I'm saying is how does this pertain to Carol?
What you do, you can use this on the judge. You put the judge's name on the top line, and what their ranking is, whatever their bench thing is. Anyway, you put their name on it, and then you hand it to the judge. Now, the judge has to uphold the Constitution because the judge took an oath, which is a contract. And if the judge does not adhere to it...
The problem is we've been all over this oath business, and it works sometimes, but a lot of them don't even do their oaths now, and they say they don't even need that. Jack comments. Thanks for the call.
Yes, the sad part is, we're in a tyranny today, and when a judge comes in a courtroom and tells you he is God, you got a problem, you know, and I don't care what you give that judge is going to be God, because he's been told or she has been told they are, and so a lot of this stuff will work occasionally, and a lot of times you go to prison because you use these type of tactics to try to use it as your defense now.
Yeah, they call it paper terrorism. They gave a guy 5 years in prison in Wisconsin just for suing the local county that was involved in taking his property. That was an above-board suit, and they called it terrorism.
That's right. In 1788, in Eliot's debates, Alex, you remember they said that a juror accepts as the law, or if the juror accepts as the law that which the judge states, then that juror has accepted the exercise of absolute authority of a government employee and has surrendered a power and right that was once the citizen's safeguard of liberty.
Yeah, it's so simple. I mean, in everyday life, you run into people that try to usurp authority over you in business and relationships, and they just slowly kept telling us that we're the slave, they're the boss, and then now they're a bunch of arrogant bags of scum. Be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, the last 50 minutes with Jack Clamp has just blasted past us. We got to get him back up. I can tell Jack's upset. I mean, there's just so much to deal with, but He's done a lot of great work, and with people, without people like him, we'd be in even deeper trouble. Carla and Fred and Leon, I'll try to go to all three of you here briefly in this last 5 minutes. Let me just say this, though. If you believe in what we're doing here, you need to support us. And I made some great films. I'll carry a lot of great books and videos by other incredible researchers and filmmakers. Go to the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. Look at all the specials, all the deals. Some of my films as low as $5.95 a piece. The Pro Gun t-shirts, the bumper stickers. Go to Infowars.com and get some of the great information and share it. Get it out to people. You're authorized to make copies of my films for educational, not-for-profit purposes. It's just very effective. I want to thank those that have. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. We have monthly subscriptions and yearly subscriptions. Get 3 months free when you get a yearly subscription. So many new things being posted there on a weekly basis. Audio, video, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, video interviews in studio with in-studio guests. PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership today. You know, if you're not going to physically get out there and start exposing the New World Order, at least get the films, make copies, get them out to people. Jack, we're almost out of time, and I wanted to take a few more calls. Carla in Kansas City, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, guys. I'm wanting to bring up the subject of impeachment of judges. I work with a fellow named Mike Brown, and he talks a lot about that. A lot of judges, you know, take advantage of the fact that the politicians that are supposed to be in charge of them, you know, I shouldn't say politicians, but officials.
Well, you file complaints on them, right, for judicial review, and if it's bad enough and there's enough of them, they will get in trouble. In fact, the guy who you know, arrested the guy for having a sign in his yard did get thrown out later.
Right, because you're right, Alex. You just got to get people.
Let me get a comment from Jack McClam on that, Jack.
Thanks.
No, stay there, Carl. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, there's a lot of good work being done by a few people in the nation, like jail, you know, jail for judges and the things she's talking about there. But, Alex, if we lose these type of cases, our police and military people here believe we're going to be in a violent confrontation with real blood running in the streets.
It's classical, Jack. This is classical tyranny.
It is, truly. Yes, if we don't have the jury box any longer, if we lose that and we're just a rubber stamp of the government agent judges, it's over in America. And Jerry Spence knows it, one of the greatest attorneys in America. And
well, it's like Hitler's courts or Stalin's courts.
That's right. It's the King's Chamber again, the King's Star Chamber system again. And you can put those type of things in the search engine in the computer and read all about how it used to be, and it's coming to America today.
All right, let's, Carla, finish up what you were saying quickly. I want to go to at least Fred and go ahead.
Oh, I want to say, right, there's been some that have been impeached. People don't know much about it, and we need to spread the word because...
Well, I mean, we got judges here in Austin, Carla, that are just absolute scum who engage in nothing but criminal activity. I've gone and watched them.
Alex, your state has some of the worst prisons in the whole country.
Believe me, on the planet. Well, we are the capital of prisons. Thanks for the call. Leo, quickly in Nevada. Or no, Fred. I don't have time to go to Leo. Fred, go ahead. You got about 45 seconds.
Okay, the best thing I can think of right now off the top of my head is get some of these police officers who like to taser children and have them go in and let's get a warrant together for insurrection and sedition. On that
well,
side.
You know what? There's also the pen is mightier than the sword, and by exposing this abuse of this old 65-year-old retired Catholic nun school teacher, you know, that's going to blow up in their face. Jack, do you agree that it's important to expose this?
I think it's time to ring the bells and call and email and just raise all kind of cain before we're in a violent confrontation in this nation.
And use Marbury versus Madison.
Amen.
Yeah, now that's clear as day there. All right, sorry to all the other callers. Jack, it was great having you on. Hope people will go to Infowars.com and link over to your website and go to that P.O. box and give some support to Carol Asher, a great lady who served valiantly for 15 years as a volunteer, and the devil's coming after her, but I think God's going to come to her aid. It will come to her aid.
I believe so, too, Alex. Thanks for everything you do, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.